Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Kasi andito yung, oh sige, mayana natin pag-usapan.
Okay, we're ready.
Let's start this baby up!
Magandang umaga, magandang hapon, magandang gabi, kung saan man kayo sa mundo na pinapanood kami ngayon dito sa Pilipinas. Hello!
Hi.
Ito po ang Eavesdrop Podcast and we are streaming live right now on Facebook as well as of course recording this for an episode. Mm-hmm. But for those of you watching us on the live stream on Facebook, thank you so much for joining us. We'll say hi to you later on. We haven't done this in a while.
What do you mean, live stream or
live stream?
Face-to-face. Oh, yes.
Face-to-face, we had one when Del was in town.
And we know it's quite early in the morning. You guys are probably at work or wherever you are right now. And I know it's a hard time to kind of log on and watch us talk. But if you are here, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hindi lang kami yung nandito. Mm-mm. Kasama din namin. Well, let me introduce myself, especially since we have guests who are not regular Eavesdrop listeners. So
exciting.
Papakilala muna namin ang aming mga sarili. Ako po si Jelly. This is Fran over in Utah. Say hello.
Delamar.
That's Delamar.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
At hindi lang siya yung galing Utah. Meron ding madalas na nasa Utah pero nasa Maynila ngayon. Kaya sobrang madali ang live recording. Let's bring in an audience dahil andito po sa Maynila ngayon si Tagalog Kurt.
Yay!
Where? Woo-hoo! Ako ba? Kamusta po?
Yay!
Maraming salamat sa invitation nyo. Talagang excited ako na ano dito tayo.
Yay! Okay, so Del, sabi nila kanina that dapat this whole, ito.
Kaya yung, mo yan!
Wait, yung buong episode, dapat kailangan mag-Tagalog. Kami?
Oo,
tayo. Kami.
Yeah, tayo. Tayong lahat.
So sabi ko, paano ako? Hindi pwede. It's gonna be so hard. I can't even listen to myself speak Tagalog.
Aslalo ako.
Hindi. That's your thing. Kurt, you're good. I'm the one that I'm worried about here. So, anyway, forgive me if I can't speak this whole thing in Tagalog. That's why Kurt is here. He'll be my sub. Represent. Yeah. Anyway, but he's here and is very, very exciting. Thanks again to the Pod Network for setting this up. We've got a great setup. And they put Del on the couch, as you can see. We'll show you pictures later. I don't know if you can see.
Oh, that's amazing.
Tony, please take pictures so we can send it to Del later of the setup. Mukha talagang andito si Del, nakaupo siya sa couch kasama namin.
Okay. All right. Uh-oh. So let's, okay, I know Kurt has guested on the show before, but maybe there's new people listening and well, now watching. We should do a little intro.
Okay. So Kurt, Tagalog Kurt, was an account that we've been seeing. And then Del messaged him, inviting him to the podcast several months ago. Mm-hmm. And he guested and talked elaborately about how much he loves the Philippines, the Filipino people, the culture, the language, to the point na lahat ng content niya tungkol sa Pilipinas. Mm-mm. Nagtatagalog siya. Tapos lo and behold, months months after, andito na po siya sa Pinas.
Bigla.
Oo. So,
biglaan ba
ano to?
Last minute talaga itong trip na ito.
Oh.
Oo.
Kasi parang nung nag... Hindi ko maalala kung kailan, pero parang nung nag-uusap tayo, sinabi mo parang December pa yata yung balak mo.
Oo.
Mas matagal pa.
Mas matagal yun. Mm. Tapos sabi ko, bago sa tag-ulan, gusto kong ano, mamasyal dito sa Pinas para yung init na lang. Kasi sabi nila, ang ganda ng init sa Abril. Yung, ano,
sino
sa
sabi?
Pinas.
Sino sabi sa'yo?
Ewan ko lang. Sa Google lang. Google lang ang nagsabi.
Si Google Weather is not accurate. Kasi...
Sabi nila, 95 and humid sounds good. Ano yun? 35 degrees Celsius and
yes.
humid.
Oh, but that's expectation. So reality, Kurt, when you land in the Philippines, I know. I mean, I know we've all seen his IG stories. What was your experience with the heat?
Tunay talaga yung init. Hindi sila nagsisinungaling to kasi kainitan dito. It's hot. It's hot. Oh. And I run hot normally. Mm. So pag dito ako sa Pinas, sobra talaga. Pawis ng pawis ako. But it's okay because the Philippines offsets the heat. So
okay.
Kasi ang ganda dito. Ang ganda ng mga tao, yung wika, yung kultura. So it's worth it.
A little different from where you left because I know, Del, in Utah, your weather is a little flip-floppy. Tama ba?
Yeah, so today it was we had a high of 17 degrees Celsius. And then a low of 6.
Oof.
It's pretty cold.
Shut up.
It's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold. Yes.
That's my jam.
Is it?
The colder the better.
Ah, okay.
Kawawa naman yung mayari ng Airbnb ko kasi blasting yung aircon ko ngayon. Oo, mga 17, mga 16 ganun.
Para lang ano, parang nasa Utah ka pa
yeah,
rin kasi
yeah, miniature habitat. Oo.
We have to survive this heat, man.
So nung na-experience mo na ibang level talaga ang humidity mm-hmm. dito sa Pilipinas. Theoretically 35 degrees. So not too bad, mm-hmm. pero nung pagdating mo dito, yun pala talaga ang tunay na 35
yun
degrees.
Oo nga. Pero sabi ko kanina, maganda yung ano, yung humid. Ewan ko lang yung salita sa Tagalog for humidity.
Oh, what's humidity in Tagalog? Does anybody know?
Kala ko mabasa ang hangin.
Hindi.
Ewan
basa
ko lang.
Ang hangin.
Kasi basa ako.
Basa ang hangin.
Oo nga. Kasi diba, it's wet air. Pero sa akin, kasi dun sa amin sa Utah, napaka-tuyo.
It's diba? Dry. Uh-oh.
It's super dry. So yung balat ko, it's really dry and crackling. Kailangan mm-hmm. naka-lotion ka bawat araw.
Mm-hmm.
Dito, di ko kailangan yung lotion. My healthy glow, ang sabi nila.
Totoo.
Sa balat
glow
ko.
Galing sa pawis.
Oh, glow galing sa pawis. Yung problema na lang, nasusunog na talaga kapag ano, labas ka na.
Right. So, he gets burnt a lot.
We were asking what...
Tinatanong niya kanina kung ano daw ang Filipino ng tan line.
Oh, Dan. Alam ko na. I've never heard of this word. Mahalumigmig.
Is
that's humidity?
Oy.
Yeah, mahalumigmig.
Humidity na lang gagamitin natin.
Tintindihan naman yun
well,
ang
lalim, no?
Usually we say it maalinsangan. Like before it rains, the air
heaviness?
Gets heavy.
That smell,
and you can smell it and you can feel it.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so
right.
we say that, ay maalinsangan.
All right. Well, okay. So Kurt, obviously the love of the Filipino language is what connects you to the Philippines. And you haven't been back since when?
2018.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's been 6 years.
All right. So how is it now? What's
it's
a lot
everything
changed?
That I have hoped it would be. Yeah, everything. So my last trip to Manila, sa Mandaluyong lang ako for 3 weeks. It was mostly, that's when I started my Tagalog Kurt accounts was in 2018. Kasi I used to live in the Philippines, the northern regions. Mm-mm. So it was mostly Ilocano speaking, but we did speak Tagalog. But I came home and it was like 15 years had passed. My Tagalog nawala na siya. And I wanted to come back so badly, re-experience the culture and the food and the people and the warmth. But my Tagalog talagang wala siya. It was really hard to have a conversation in Tagalog. And so about 6 months before that vacation in 2018, I said, what's going to be the best way to relearn my Tagalog? I can take a course. I can do something online. Pero yung sabi ko, why don't I just talk to Filipinos? But in Utah, Del knows, maliit lang talaga yung Filipino community.
Mm-mm.
And at the time, I didn't know any Filipinos in Utah. So I just said, let's start an Instagram account. What should I call it? Well, I want to learn Tagalog and my name is Kurt. So Tagalog Kurt na lang. So I started that account to help try to find some Filipinos online around the world. I started posting videos. If someone's really bored and you want to scroll all the way down to my first videos, ang pangit talaga ng Tagalog ko.
Pangit?
Nahihirapan ako talaga. It was hard to listen to even now. So I started that. I started making some friends. They were helping me fix my Tagalog grammar, my pronunciation. Mm-hmm. I came here to Mandaluyong. I was in the Airbnb like all day long because see, sa June yun, so tag-ulan na.
Aww.
So I would go to the Airbnb. I'd go to the gym. I'd maybe go to the mall for an hour and then back to the Airbnb.
That was just a little vicinity.
It was a very limited vacation.
Okay.
And so sa trip na ito, sabi ko, talagang gustong-gusto kong lumabas sa mga tao. Gusto kong makapag-usap sa Tagalog. So this trip has been nothing but just visiting the barangay, talking to people, mm-hmm. going to the sari-sari store. And it has just done wonders for my Tagalog. I still have a long way. Malayo talaga ako sa tunay na katatasan. But I'm getting there.
Ano?
What's katatasan?
Malayo ka sa ano?
Fluency.
Fluent.
Oh, I learned a Tagalog.
Malayo na lang ako sa fluency.
Okay. Kurt, kasi 2018, mostly Mandaluyong ka, diba?
Yeah.
Tapos ngayon naman, ang Airbnb mo, hotel, puro BGC area.
BGC, oo.
May bala ka bang medyo lumuwas ng Maynila?
Oh, siyempre naman. Siguro sa susunod na trip ko, kasi sa trip na ito, purong
mapapadalas,
Metro Manila.
Metro Manila talaga. Pero yung gusto ko talagang mamasyal sa mga provinsya, maybe sa Cebu, sa Palawan, Ilocos Norte, Abra, yung mga ganon. Kasi talagang namamiss ko yung mga provincial area talaga.
Yeah.
Yan yung first karanasan ko sa Pinas, is yung provincia. So that's really has a special place in my heart.
Mm-mm. Okay, now that you're back after your trip here in 2018, have you noticed changes in the Philippines?
Grabe, oo. It's it feels like the U.S. mostly in a lot of places. It's so built up. Napaka-developed na yung iba't-ibang mga lugar.
Mm-hmm.
Halos lahat ng mga Pilipino, magaling sila mag-English. So even kapag tinatagalog ko sila,
ini-English ka.
Ini-English ako. So it's really, which I love because I love helping if they want to practice Tagalog. I filmed a video the other day of out in Barangay Sembo. And I ran into these kids. I had just bought some banana queue at saka toron. And I was doing a little quick review of it. I wasn't super hungry, so I was walking with banana queue and toron in my plastic. And I came upon these kids. It was on Sunday, so they walang pasok. They weren't in school. And I started conversing, you guys want this toron and this banana queue? So tinatagalog ko sila. Lahat sila purong English yung mga sagot nila. Ang talino talaga. And they were maybe 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And they were so, it was so awesome. And it was just, the Filipinos have this amazing, you know, bilingual nature. Because,
yeah.
You know, ang daming mga wika dito sa Pinas, di ba?
Right.
So I feel like Filipinos have this aptitude for fluency in many languages. So if you're a foreigner wanting to learn Tagalog, just be prepared. It's going to be harder than you think because they're going to want to practice with you, their English. You're going to want to practice their Tagalog. But it's just been so amazing. But the development here has just been mind-blowing. The expansion, it's amazing to see, really.
Okay, nice.
Yes.
You know, the weather now, it's completely unreliable. If dati June yung tag-ulan, ngayon medyo napupunta na bandang July, August. So, or medyo August na, diba? Yung mga tag-ulan natin ngayon. Kaya yun yung kailangan mong isipin na lang para sa susunod mong bakasyon.
Sige, sa August na lang yung para dito ako sa tag-ulan.
Pero hindi pa rin tayo sigurado dun.
Oh, sige.
Okay. Ano pa yung mga balak mong habang nandito ka ngayon sa Pinas, may mga ilang araw ka pa, di ba? Ano yung mga balak mo pang gawin?
Anong balak?
Balak.
Anong balak?
Intention.
Yes.
Plan.
Intention. Ano yung balak mo,
I need to write
pare.
Susulatin ko yan para sa mamaya. Yan yung vocabulary list ko. Yung balak, yung talagang intention ko dito, yung gusto ko talaga is film as much content as I can. Kasi yan, para sa akin, yan yung paraan na pwede akong, paano sabihin ito, matatunan? Ang Tagalog?
Matutunan.
Matuto? Uh-huh. Matuto ako ng Tagalog. Tama ba yun?
Mm-hmm.
Yan yung best way para sa akin to learn Tagalog. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to cram as much content as I can So pag dumating na ako dito, lumabas ako sa umaga, isang beses sa umaga, sa hapon, at tapos sa gabi para makuha ng content. Mm-hmm. Tapos kinanso ko na yung sa hapon.
Kasi
sobrang init. So now I'm just going out and you know, binili ko yung isang na parang GoPro camera, mm-hmm. pero ano, pwede mong itikit sa isang magnet. Yes, parang necklace.
Uh-oh.
So I go out, I use that, and I interact with people, and it's just to work on my Tagalog, make content for people to consume, because mm-hmm. I love making it, and it helps me practice my Tagalog and connect with the people and the culture. And yung talaga, yun yung layunin ng itong bakasyon, parang working vacation ito.
Yeah. And okay, so you are gonna do, and you shot a lot. Okay, so he plans to, he wants to go shoot content for street food. Okay, so syempre, I'm like, I don't know, I'm not sure. I said Manila. Del, do you know? Would you know where he can go to get like street food here?
Saan yung maraming kasi, street vendors?
Mga street vendor. Kasi...
Saan ba yung best lugar?
Wait, let's look at okay. Del's reaction first. Kasi, alam mo, gusto niya pumunta sa Tondo. Doon daw siya pupunta.
Okay. well, I don't know how Tondo is right now, but... Kurt, marami kasing mga... Halimbawa, sorry, let's just... kasi kanina sabi mo, ang balak mo, di ba?
Oo.
Meron akong assignment for you.
Oh, sige.
So, sabi mo magshoot ka ng content. Isulat mo to mamaya. Kapag may alak, may balak.
Kapag may alak,
ang
may
galing,
balak.
Oh, pag may alak, okay, so, may balak.
Ang assignment mo, mamaya, tanungin mo yung mga taong makakasalimuha mo that you will encounter wherever you might be and sabihin mo sa kanila, pwede bang... Paki-explain nyo sa akin, paliwanag nyo sa akin kung ano ibig sabihin ng kapag may alak, may balak. I don't know. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, if when there's alcohol, there's intent.
Yeah.
So very good.
I learned.
He knows it.
Second. Pag sinabi mong taga-Mandaluyong ka, be prepared, okay? Handa mo sarili mo na pagtatanungin ka nila, loob o labas?
Loob or labas? In or out?
Okay. Tama. Okay. Because Mandaluyong is the place of the mental hospital.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So it's in Mandaluyong. It's on the street that I grew up in.
Oh, wow.
So every time I used to ask, people ask me, where are you from, Mandaluyong? They will tease me, loob o labas?
Anong ibig sabihin? Are you in the hospital or out of the hospital?
Correct. Pag taga loob ka, you're cray-cray.
Sirang ulo.
Sabi niya loob.
Pag labas...
So sa loob ako?
Sa loob ka.
Loob.
Oh. Oh.
Sa loob. Loob talaga ako. Okay, sa loob. Okay, I will promise na I will be truthful. Tagaloob po ako.
So wag na lang sa Tondo. Sorry. Huh? Keep going.
Go. Ano pa?
Oh, and also when you say, kailangan pag sinabi mong, ayaw mong sabihin yung Pilipinas, di ba? Kailangan sabihin mo siya ng tama kung hindi iba ang tunog sa amin. Pinas.
Okay? Ano yung alternate na...
What does it sound
kasi
like?
Kasi it sounded very, like my daughter, she said she doesn't understand Tagalog. So one time I was going somewhere and shooting content and she say, go Pilipinas. So I just want you to avoid all of that, okay?
Okay, so pag may alak, may balak, loob or labas, tapos... Pilipinas.
Pinas.
Pinas.
Ayan.
Pinas.
Pinas.
Okay. Matigas.
Matigas.
Ay, iba din yun.
Ay.
Jerry!
Binakuha naman ako dito, no?
Pagkasabi ng pagkabigkas ng Pinas, dapat
Pinas.
Matigas. Oo.
Matigas yung ay.
Wala akong ibang sinasabing matigas. Yung pagbigkas lang.
Yeah. Ganito. Yeah. Ito, okay.
Masyadong
it's
maaga
this kind
para
of podcast.
Sa to. It's too early, guys.
Hindi, gabi na kay Del. At
gabi na dito sa amin eh.
Taga-Yuta din si Kurt. Ano na yan? Gabi na rin yung mindset ni Kurt. Del, okay. Suggestions. Gusto niyo maghanap ng mga street food vendors. Okay. Saan siya pupunta?
I'm about to. If I were you, if I had a friend who was going to Manila, I would probably bring him close to campuses.
Yan yung sabi nila.
Jelly,
yan yung sabi nila kanina.
So go to UP, yan. Yung mga public schools where, yeah, you know, vendors are free to go inside.
Sabi nila sa Linggo, sa UP yata, yung meron silang isang track,
yes,
na yung mga tao the Oval.
UP Oval.
May mga tumatakbo, tapos may mga street vendor, di ba?
Correct.
O sige.
Basta pag ano, yun nga yung sinasabi ko rin kanina, Del, kay Kurt, kasi nga nagbabalak siyang pumunta ng Tondo. Sabi ko, hindi mo naman kailangan pumunta all the way sa Tondo. Kahit sa ano lang, mga university area sa Taft, hindi mawawala ang street vendors dyan. Kasi yung main customers talaga nila, yung mga estudyante.
Yes.
Tapos since yung labas ng estudyante, iba-ibang oras, depende sa klase nila, lagi silang may influx ng customers.
Okay.
Pero since hindi lang kami yung nandito sa studio ngayon, meron din tayong mga live audience. We have Christina, Tony,
ayun,
Chrissy, we have Melanie, Jed, and I know it's with a C. Your name is with a C.
Catherine.
Oh,
galing talaga ni Jelly.
Almost
oh.
Everyone.
Our hostess with the mostest. She's so good.
So we have audience members here kahit sobrang last minute.
Yes,
they made
you,
it. Thank
sobrang
you.
Sobrang salamat.
Do you have any other suggestions for Kurt where he should go for street vendors?
First,
see, Christina's like, do not look at me.
First, let's stick with street vendors and then maybe we can get some ideas of what other content that, you know, Kurt
like,
might want.
Like, what would
check
you
out
like to see on his IG page that you think other Filipinos would like then?
You can just shout out. Okay. Eat balut.
Sige.
Have you eaten balut?
Yeah, I've been looking for the street vendors and
oh,
I can't find, I haven't
you know,
found balut.
Good question nga. Saan
ay,
nga?
Sa gabi.
Okay.
Kasi yung bedtime ko 8 PM. Kaya pala wala akong nakikitang nagbebenta ng balut. Oo.
Kaya, di ba may
okay,
minsan may
ka sa taho pero hindi ka umaabot sa balut. Okay.
Minsan may balut sa 7-Eleven, tama ba?
Minsan.
I think so. Minsan.
Okay.
I just don't know which ones, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sige. Ano pa? Balot tsaka?
Sa labas.
Sa labas.
Sa labas ng 7-Eleven. Sa gabi. After 8 PM. Oof.
Okay.
Talagang ano.
6 or 7. Kaya mo yan.
Kayang-kaya. Yeah. Susubukan ko.
Okay. Where? What else should he eat, try, go to?
Kasi naghahanap na siya ng Adidas, mga kwek-kwek, madali lang yun. Mm-hmm.
Ano pa? Ano pa?
Mga isaw, Binondo.
Ooh, man, I can't read that.
Okay.
Can you read that?
Shawarma, corner of St. Scholastica.
Oh.
Babe Mike. Sa, yung
it's
sa likod ng Saints ko, diba? So Vito Cruz, or sa harap. So tapat ng Lasal. Tapat ng Benilde.
Okay, we're talking to Ivan of the pod network.
Ano ba yun doon? Yung...
So there's a, it's in Manila,
yeah,
by Saints ko. And it's
yung shawarma
doon, masarap. Yun, shawarma.
Ay, shawarma, okay.
Pero hinahanap kasi niya yung talagang tatak Pinoy.
Yung pagkain pang
Christina,
Pinoy.
Where? Sorry? In
Mandaluyong. Mandaluyong. Loob labas.
California Street. Loob or labas? California Gardens. Oh, I know where that is.
California Gardens.
Meron ba?
Actually, Kurt, kailangan mo lang lumayo ng BGC.
Oo nga.
He's trying.
Yan yung, alam ko na.
Oo, lagpasan mo lang yung BGC.
Uh-oh.
Just go over the bridge. You are going to hit Mandaluyong from where you're staying now.
Yeah.
Just go over that bridge. You're going to hit Mandaluyong. Yeah. Andami mo nang makikita doon.
Though, but not to take away from Tondo, I feel like it would be an experience if you walk around. Because
that's what everyone's telling me.
Yes, it will be. So
it will make for great content.
It will make for, whatever happens, it'll make for great content. What happens in Tondo
stays
in Tondo.
And goes on video.
And then
and goes on the video.
Now, you wanted to add something?
Oh, wag mong tawaging Tondo. Yung mga taga doon, Tondo.
Tondo. Hindi Pinas,
Tondo.
Pinas.
Yan.
Hindi Tondo, yeah. Tondo.
Yan.
Oo, ganun.
See, ito ang talagang dahilan para sa trip na ito.
Exactly.
Oo.
Tsaka, I have a question for Kurt, which is, I think, one of the hardest things to do when you're learning Tagalog for a white person. Yung it's a quick stop and it's a consonant. Have you encountered that? Is that hard for you?
It's very. I think for I think native English speakers for learning Tagalog, I think there's different levels that you have to of difficulty you have to overcome. I think for the first one, it's just straight pronunciation of Tagalog words, which when you learn, it's just vowel to vowel. It's much easier. Yeah. But then you throw in the the NG. That's a real twist into things. Mm-hmm. And then next comes the verb conjugations. That's sobrang mahirap para sa mga Amerikano kung English ang first language mo kasi ang daming mga verb conjugations sa Tagalog kaysa sa English. So that's a big that's a big thing to overcome. And then I think some of the last obstacles to real fluency, katatasan, is yung pagbikas at saka yung you just need to hear how people are pronouncing the words.
Yeah,
just like
that's right.
Pinas and tondo.
Yes.
That's and so yeah, it's it's one of those things where I think I'm getting to the point now where I'm learning new vocabulary, which is great. But mas lalo, it's the pronunciation, how to sound like a local. And then the slang, I think, is the last. Slang, I think, is the last thing.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best.
Have you guys seen? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I because it's so interesting to me that they can't say, for example, ha, yung sinasabi, pinag-uusapan, well, what I asked Kurt was, yung maragsak. Which is a quick end to a word. Mm. So parang sasabihin mo, gumuho. So normally, di ba gumuho is to crumble. But if you read it, you will say gumuho.
Mm. True.
But it's not like that.
True.
It has to be cut. Gumuho.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Tumulo. So it's like, it's yeah. And it's hard. I've heard other people tell me that's the hardest in learning Tagalog, so they say.
Because you really have to be around it to learn that. Because there's no diacritic marks in Tagalog. There's no little dash over the O or a little TP over the E to tell you yung tamang pagbika. So yeah, I think that's the last level, like one of the last levels of really attaining fluency in any language is just the listening aspect. You have to really hear. And I still struggle with it because I'm still trying to get my vocabulary up to where it once used to be in the early 2000s when I first learned Tagalog. So the pronunciation is really something I need to tackle.
But you're doing well. Right. Kanina, Del, nung hindi pa kami pupunta dito sa Pod Network Studios, we were just hanging out and chatting. Tapos sinasabi sa kanya, Del, na may mga kailangan baguhin kasi masyadong grammatically correct yung mga sinasabi niya or masyadong malalim na hindi na siya ginagamit ngayon.
Oo nga.
Sabi sa kanya, parang antanda mo na pag ganyan yung sinasabi mo.
What
so
was
yun
the
yung
word?
Doon siya nahihirapan.
Kasi luma talaga yung kaluluwa ko.
Kaluluwa?
Diba?
He's trying to say
English,
he's an old
diba?
Soul. That's what he's trying to say.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Kurt, we're just old.
Oo nga eh. Hindi naman. Yung isang halimbawa.
Halimbawa.
Halimbawa is isang halimbawa of something that I've used and people have said, ano yun? Another one is that I thought, this is one
what
of the problems.
Was it kunwari?
Yung kunwari, akala ko na, I'm gonna sound so, I'm gonna use kunwari in it. And then I had someone, Manila Gent on Instagram said, don't use kunwari, use kunyari. Or maybe I have
no,
to balik that.
No, you use balik kunyari.
Yeah, so don't say kunwari, use kunyari.
No, kunyari.
Balik that parun. Don't use kunyari, use kunwari. Parang mas, parang yung sa tainga mo, parang local na yun.
Mm-mm.
At yung iba pa is whenever I would use dayuhan with people. Kasi I'm a dayuhan. Foreigner ako.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
Yung ginagamit ko na, I think on our first podcast,
yes,
I said, I use dayuhan sa mga ibang tao. They have no idea what I'm talking about. They're like, foreigner lang ang ginagamit mo. So it's little things like that where learning a language away from where that language is spoken.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning Tagalog from the States.
Correct.
Mahirap talaga because you don't hear that daily usage. So that's why this trip has been so beneficial for me.
Oh. Foreigner ka, pwede rin afam.
Ayong, pwede.
Ayon, that's afam. That's another way to refer to you.
I got
isang afam.
I got the afam price at a sari-sari store yesterday. Oo nga. Yeah, for some bangus.
For some bangus?
Bangus.
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 The fish?
Yung milk fish, diba?
Yes, bangus.
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 Bangus. Bangus. Yes. Ayan.
Though yes, double G siya.
Nahihirapan ba siya sa NG?
Oo.
You do?
Ako pa rin. Mas lalo yung depende sa salita. But yeah, the NG is still something I have to like manually.
Pangangailangan. Halimbawa, pangangailangan.
Pangangailangan.
I can't even say it. It's hard for me.
Pangangailangan.
Pangangailangan.
Ilangan.
Ilangan.
pangangailangan.
Pangangailangan.
Okay. Kaya, nag-trail off no, po siya, mga kaibigan.
So, pangangailangan.
The mic's not here.
So obviously, you know, we're telling him how to speak it. But really, what you've done since when did you say you started? 2018?
No, before that.
Where you are now, mm-hmm. I would say for anyone who's trying to learn a language, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. You've done remarkably
it's
well.
It's a challenge for me personally, but it's a worthwhile challenge.
Isa pang pwede mong baguhin, di mo na kailangan sabihin mas lalo na. Sabi mo lang lalo na.
Lalo na.
Lalo na.
Lalo
diba?
Na.
Tama.
Si sabi ng Google, mas lalo.
Mas lalo.
Huwag ka nga makikinig Google, masyado kay Google. Diba?
Google
mali nga siya sa
me.
Weather.
Oo nga. Sabi niya magandang weather sa
masyado
Pinas.
Masyado kang naniniwala doon.
Tsaka yung mas lalo kasi, it's like, parang sinabi mo na sa English na much
redundant.
Better.
Ano yung, it's...
Much better?
Much better.
Parang it's redundant.
No, no, no.
Mas,
it's redundant. It's redundant.
Okay.
Lalo.
Lalo na lang.
At least in ano ha, in conversational Tagalog. Kasi mas lalo means more than.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
But in when we're talking, we don't say the mas anymore. Nako, lalo na pag sinabi.
It's one of those little
parang
things.
Parang understood.
Oo nga.
Naiintindihan na yun eh. Gets mm-hmm. na ng mga tao na merong parang matindi siya.
Gets
mas.
Na gets sila.
Oo. Di na kailangan sabihin.
So the time you've spent now, I'm going to leave this as an open-ended question because of our live stream, but you can think about it. Do you ever see yourself now maybe relocating to the Philippines?
But before you answer that, okay, so everyone watching us on the
kung
live stream,
man, hindi ko alam, hindi ko alam.
May cliffhanger
apat,
tayo.
Apat. Hindi ko alam. Lima. You're giving me a number.
34?
Whoa.
Ayan, salamat.
Wait, Della, we have people watching us.
Oh, wow. Okay, to everyone watching us on the live stream right now, our apologies, but we're going to have to cut the live stream short mm-hmm. for now, and you're just going to have to wait until this full podcast episode
next
comes
Wednesday.
Out next Wednesday, okay? So you'll find us on all streaming platforms. It is the Eavesdrop Podcast. You will get Kurt's answer right there. But thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for watching us on Facebook, on the Eavesdrop Podcast Facebook page, and also the Pod Network. We are not done yet, guys, the ones who are here.
Yeah, Kurt, we're not done yet with you.
See you later.
Hindi pa, wag pa.
The rest, you will hear it on the podcast episode.
Yes. All right, we'll see you guys. Bye.
Bye.
See you. Thanks for joining.
Facebook Live. The Eavesdrop.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Dapat ano yan eh, dapat sa pagbabalik na.
Oo nga.
Sige, the eavesdrop.
Tapos sinasabi kanina rin, Del, sabi ko kay Kurt, kasi may nakita akong pinost siya na gusto niyang matuto ng Tagalog. Sa nanonood siya ng mga Tagalog shows na nasa Netflix. May pinapanood siya yung Replacing Chef Chico, which is a great show. I've watched the whole thing. Pero sabi ko, ginawa kasi yon pang Netflix. Diba? So talagang marami doon English or Taglish. Mas madaling maintindihan. Pero kung manood ka like mga noontime shows, diba yung local shows, lalo na habang nandito siya ngayon, manood ka ng local shows. Kasi yung salita doon, yung pang everyday na talaga.
Yung mga parang vice ganda.
Yes.
You will learn a lot of slang.
That challenges me. Yeah. Listening to vice ganda is I'm at the edge of my seat trying to hear every word.
Okay, so let's pick up
mabilis?
From
Okay, Del's back. We see you. Sorry, is it because it's fast? Ganda talks fast, or is it because kasi yung kind. Huh?
Go ahead.
So I would think, I was wondering if it's because she talks fast, or is it because, kasi yung slang na yon is also, a lot of them are gay lingo.
Yeah, exactly.
That's also hard to understand.
Ano yung tawag
understand?
Yung gay lingo? Yung
Becky?
Becky.
Becky talk. Becky
magaling talk. Magaling si Del at magaling si Jelly Jan.
Uh-oh. Parang secret language na yun. But yeah, it's she talks really fast, lots of slang.
Yes.
And but that's the kind of Tagalog I would love. That's the fluency yung katatasan na gusto kong ano.
To achieve.
Gusto kong
Yes.
Gusto kong ma-achieve yung ano.
Makakarating ka din doon.
Sana. Sana all.
May Filipino channel ka naman, 'di ba?
Wala.
Wala, you can't access it.
I mean, siguro meron. I don't have online. I just have, you know, Hulu, Disney, yung mga ganon.
Pero marami ngayon nasa YouTube na rin. Basta alam mo lang kung ano yung dapat mong hanapin.
Yeah.
And kuminsan may makikita ka rin mga videos sa Facebook. Once nag-click at nanood ka nun, lagi nang lalabas yan
yung
sa'yo.
Algorithm. Yung social media,
yan.
Yung social media feed ko ngayon, almost porong Filipino content creators.
Oh.
So that's where I see a lot of Vice Ganda come up. I see a lot of Zeke Abella. Tama ba yung pangalan niya? Zeke?
Do we know Zeke?
He's a TikTok content creator.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of that's where I get a lot of my Filipino content.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's ask the guys, or maybe Del, do you have a good Filipino movie that Kurt should watch?
General Luna, diba?
I'm probably not the person to ask.
Meron ba? Or
mga yung mga...
Sige, sorry.
I would say the Nora
yung din yung mga iniisip ko. Nora, Vilma.
Vilma. The Vilma and the Claudine, what's that? Batang PX? Is that the one? Ano yung movie nila from the 90s?
Vilma and who?
Vilma and Claudine.
Claudine Barreto.
If I'm not mistaken.
Anak. Anak? Yun ba yun?
Anak.
Ayan. Yeah. Sabi ni Tony, anak.
I think that would make you understand a lot about, not just the language, of course the language is there, right? But also the relationship of parents to kids. Kasi Kurt talaga, even here, I've just been here 5 years, ibang-iba ang relationship ng mga anak sa mga magulang nila kesa sa Pilipinas. And so that would probably give you not just, a nice way to learn and grasp the language, but also like
cultural.
Filipino values.
Yeah.
Yes. Watch it. Anak.
The other thing I love to hear, or to at least seek out for my Tagalog, is yung OPM.
Yes.
Original Filipino music.
Okay.
I use Pandora. Ganyan katanda ako. I'm super old. I use Pandora, not Spotify. But
ano yung Pandora?
Pandora? Hindi mo alam?
Christina knows Pandora.
Pandora was the first Spotify.
Yes, it was the OG Spotify.
I can't get off of it now because I've been on it for like 20 years.
Is it still
knows
free?
Me.
It still exists?
I think I pay $7.99 a month and it's been that price for like 20 years. It's great. Pero yung problema es que see, the algorithm knows me so well. It knows what's happened to my musical taste for 20 years. Anyway, I have a channel on Pandora. It's OPM station. So it's Porong OPM.
Okay.
So I feel like Pandora wants to close down already, but they still have this one subscriber.
Which is Kurt.
We got Kurt listening to OPM. We can't do anything.
We can't.
We're this contractual.
He's still giving us $7.99 a month. Might as well.
But I did not discover ko lang yung ano si Haji Alejandro.
Haji Alejandro.
He's got this song. Nakalimutan ko na yung title. Napaka.
Kantahin mo na. Kantahin mo na.
Sample. Parang yung Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory song pero Filipino cover yun. Napaka hanga tama ba yun?
Ewan lang. Google natin yan.
I made a video. Hindi
nga pala reliable si Google.
Oh, yo. It's Google's never reliable.
Check mo sa Spotify.
Joke lang.
I made a video about it. Uh-oh. It was just me driving in the car listening to that song because
it sounds like pure imagination.
It's the melody of pure imagination. Grabe, I'll find it out later.
Okay. Mundo ng panaginip.
Nakapagtataka?
That's it.
Hindi. Mundo ng panaginip.
Do 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 do. Ayun, yun na.
Tama nga si Del.
Ito ba?
Yun na.
Yan yun?
Ang sarap pakinggan.
Tayo na lumipad sa mundo ng aking panaginip.
Oh, it does sound like pure imagination.
Yeah.
It is. It's his cover.
Mundo ng Panaginip. Yeah. Version
so
of...
So it's... I've said
pure
this,
imagination.
Yeah. I've said this before about OPM. It's especially as a Tagalog student, it is just this. It's hard to explain. Mahirap ipaniwala.
It's poetic. It's
poetic, and mm-hmm. the lyrics.
Yes.
And I think maybe because listening to music in English, I take words and definitions of words for granted. Mm-hmm. But when I listen to things in Tagalog, I have to think about it, and I have to say, what does this word mean? Not only literally, but contextually in the song. And I don't analyze English songs that much. So for me, OPM is just like this other world of just, it's literally like experiencing a different universe. Like you got transported to another world and you're experiencing what they do for music. And it's beautiful.
So, so si Pandora hanggang Haji Alejandro. So do you, is there current OPM there?
I think the most current is probably...
Meron namang ano doon, Ben and Ben.
Yeah, no, I think
May
the most...
May Beanie, Ben and Ben.
Wala doon. The most current is probably Aegis.
Aegis?
Yeah.
Basang basa sa ulan.
Do you know that song?
I don't know that one.
Oh.
Ay, hindi mo pa ano. You haven't gone through the entire discography
not yet,
of Aegis.
No, there's so much.
Yeah. Aegis is like... Heart,
yeah.
Here in the U.S., yeah, that's the counterpart.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So for OPM, maybe check out Ben and Ben.
Okay.
Check out Up Dharma Down.
Okay.
So these are bands that I know that they use deep Tagalog words.
Oh, okay.
Right. Imago, also old Imago. They have a song called Tadhana. Tama ba ako?
Oh, I love that.
It's
yes,
a great
Tadhana.
Song. Tadhana.
Do you know what I'm starting to discover on my feed?
Mm.
Tagalog rap battles. Ano yung salita for Tagalog rap battles?
Whoa, next time you
Bagsakan.
Come here.
Magsakan, diba? Yung competition. Tama
Kurt,
ba,
next time.
Wow. Flip battles. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. If you want to really
fast.
Strain your Tagalog
yes.
as a foreigner, that's how you do it.
Right.
We're not even going to attempt, Kurt. So best of luck to you. Yeah.
It's good. They're good, though.
It's amazing.
I've seen some on YouTube. Del, you were going to say something.
Oh, just because when I listen to this song, which is very old, even for me, it's a very old song called Ngayon at Kailanman, which is Now and Forever. Now, I had listened to that song, like it was always playing in the background when I was young, never really listened to it. Until one day, I actually listened to the lyrics and it's really quite poetic. It's like someone who's professing his love to a girl in a way that I had not heard in English. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, maybe because it was my language, it struck me really hard. Ang lalim talaga, parang, ay, oo nga, mahal na mahal niya. Hindi lang mahal eh, iniibig. Mm-hmm. Iniibig is different from mahal.
It's deeper.
They're both love, but they're different.
Mm-hmm. Hindi There's mo pwedeng, passion.
You yeah. can say, iniibig ko ang Pilipinas, iniibig ko ang aking kasintahan, pero mahal ko kayo.
Mm-hmm.
So those differences.
It's like a passionate
yeah, so ngayon at kailan man, check it out on Pandora.
Yeah.
Check it out in Pandora.
Love na love.
Love na love. Iniibig kita.
Love na love.
Okay, so meaning, okay, how about let's go back to the question that we left off with. Kurt, you know, I know this is your first time back in like 6-7 years. Tama ba?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see yourself maybe in the future moving here?
Bakit hindi? Why not?
Yeah.
I would love to live in the Philippines. Yeah. It's I tell people all the time as a foreigner, and I think one of the reasons I get a lot. So the statistics of my following is, I think I'd mentioned earlier, about 3/4 of my followers are outside of the Philippines and only 1/4 here. And I think the quarter of my followers that are in the Philippines, I think that Filipinos are a very humble people. They're not very braggadocio.
Mm.
And so when they see an outsider's perspective of the Philippines, it's kind of fresh, it's new, and it's entertaining. And for the 3/4 that are outside of the Philippines, I think I get a lot of messages from Filipino Americans, Filipino Canadians, OFWs. And some of them, you know... I don't want to cry. Some of them, they really move me because they say, you know, your content reminds me of home.
Mm.
Or I'm a second generation Filipino American. I'm struggling with the language. I'm struggling connecting with the culture.
Identity.
I feel like a foreigner. So seeing content through the eyes of a foreigner, it connects. So, and I think the reason for that is foreigners love the Philippines because there's something different here in the Philippines that specifically in America, we don't get. And it's hard to explain, but I think Tagalog has the perfect word for it. It's kapwa. And it's this sense of belonging and community and identity through a shared history, through a shared connection that we just don't have in the States. And the States is very individualistic. It's very pick yourself up by your bootstraps, get going. You're out of the house at 18. Bahala ka na if kapag ano, retired na if your kids take care of you. It's different in the Philippines. And so when foreigners like me experience that, it is addicting. So if kung may pagkakataon ako na lumipat dito sa Pilipinas, I would take it in a heartbeat.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Del, we saw you really nodding your head. Is there something you wanted to say now as a Filipino living in the U.S.?
Well, I think what Kurt is talking about is, yes, the United States, the culture here is really every man for himself. You're on your own. You are going to decide your own fate, your own destiny. And when you go to Asia, not just the Philippines, this collective identity, you're not an individual, really. You are part of a collective. You're like a beehive. Kaya ang Pilipino, this might explain a lot of why Filipinos, the eldest, is the one who helps the parents send the other siblings to school. Before he even thinks of his own life, he is thinking about his family, the family he comes from. So what you're talking about, that feeling of belongingness, belonging to your family, belonging to your clan, belonging to your barangay, et cetera, that runs so deep.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that when people, Filipinos, for example, get their first paycheck, the first thing that most Filipinos will think of is, how do I pay back my parents?
Yeah.
It's so ingrained in us and it feels like you are not taking your place in your collective history when you don't do that because your parents did that for their parents. You're going to do it for your parents and then your kids will do it for you. Of course, there are, you know, like anything else, advantages and disadvantages. But yeah, for the most part, I really think that's what I miss the most about being home. It's this feeling of, I suppose it's not just that. Filipinos, when they talk to you, I don't know if you will find that this is how you experience the Philippines, but they're always trying to make you laugh. They're always trying to make you smile. They're always like wanting a good time with you in that way, sharing food, sharing a laugh, sharing a cigarette or whatever it is that they're trying to share with you. And sometimes without it, now that I'm here in the US for such a long time, I realize it makes me feel lonely. It makes me feel like, oh, yeah, you're on your own. You're really on your own. And then I realize, ah, kasi it's my culture that made me feel like you're always moving as a group. You belong. You have a thing to do for the collective. Parang ganon. So I agree totally.
Ingrained na yung bayanihan.
Yeah. And coming from a culture, you know, I have family. Of course, we're close. I love my family. But it's that sense of community that we lack in the States, especially in ngayon.
Right.
And so as a foreigner, when you come here, and I couldn't point out where the Philippines was at on a map when I was 19 and first came here. Mm-hmm. And so when you come here and you experience that paradigm shift of there is a sense of community, you do belong. You are part of the collective. It is such a mind-shattering paradigm shift, I think, for a lot of foreigners, which is why you see so many people fall in love with the Philippines. It's because we don't get that. And it's like you said, it's almost like you're an orphan with your country. It's like you're an individual, you know, make your own destiny.
Yeah.
Pero pag dumating ka dito sa Pinas, grabe yung pagmamahal dito. And with everything, yung kultura, yung tao, friendship, the food. I can't tell you how many times I've been walking around the barangay every day.
Yeah.
How many times I've heard, kain tayo.
Yes.
Halika na, kain tayo. Can you imagine walking
even
around?
Even if they don't have much.
Even if they don't.
They would still offer.
Del, can you imagine walking around the streets in downtown Salt Lake and you hear someone, let's eat.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yeah, like, sira ulo. Yeah, you'd be like, loob or labas. And so.
Exactly.
So, going back to the question, if I have the ability to move here, I absolutely would take it in a heartbeat.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Makes us love our country even more.
You make us appreciate, you know, what we probably would have taken for granted already. Because
absolutely.
It's something that we encounter every single day. I think for me in particular, I sometimes see the things that Filipinos can work on, I feel, because I am immersed in it every single day. So it's nice to hear somebody outside looking in, telling us about what's so great about our country. Now, we know how completely enamored you are with the Filipinos, the language, the culture. Out of curiosity, now you've been here for about 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. What is it you think Filipinos can improve on as a nation, as a people?
Delicado ito.
Dun, 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 dun.
You're not disparate. You're not saying anything. Delics. Delics.
Delics.
Delics.
Yung init. If you guys could improve.
Turn it down.
Somehow.
Turn it down.
Something. Kaya naman namin gawa ng paraan.
Oo nga.
Yung weather, wala kami magawa doon.
Alam nyo, talagang almost wala akong mga reklamo tungkol sa Pinas because it's like I said, coming from a foreigner's perspective.
Pinas.
Pinas.
Yes.
I've been saying Pinas for so long.
It's saying the Harper version.
This is the PG podcast. We can't use PG-13 language.
Since it's morning, since it's a morning recording.
We're done with the live stream, so it's safe we can to edit make
it.
Mistakes.
We can edit in post. I'm trying to think.
Traffic. You don't have to think about it.
Traffic.
It's there in
but,
your
you
face.
Know, it's funny. I made a video the other day about how to cross traffic safely as a foreigner. Because he said,
I made you cross kanina. I picked him up. And I was like, can you just cross the street?
Yeah, I was like looking for him. But it's like, you know the game, the arcade game Frogger, where you use the frog?
Yes.
It's like that for me. So in the States, you know, you live in the neighborhoods. It's very calm traffic. You get like maybe one car every couple of minutes. If you're in the city, it's very strict. You have jaywalking laws. Yes, you get tickets, so you have to wait for the. Here, it's like a game. You know, you're dodging the jeepney. You're making eye contact with the trike driver to make sure like he sees you and you see him. So I was explaining in my video. You know,
nagahamunan pa kayo niyan.
Okay. So it's like when you anong cross sa Tagalog, tumatawid.
Tumatawid.
Kapag tumatawid ka sa kalsada, it's like a game because you have to, the drivers are anticipating your motion.
Yes.
I told my followers, it's just you have to cross with confidence.
Yes.
Don't stop. That's the worst. That's the worst thing you do. And I did that. And I almost, ano ba yung salitang Tagalog? Bangga?
Nabangga.
I almost got hit. But it's, I think traffic is definitely something that could be improved on. Yes. But I mean, wag na lang. It's like a game, you know?
So it's kind of fun.
You're playing with your life every time you cross the street and it's kind of fun. So.
Alam mo, Kurt, hindi lang yan sa ano, sa pagtawid. Pati yung pagmamaneho.
They have an app here. Angkas at saka Move It.
Yes.
Which
nag-try ka na ba no? Nasubukan
nga.
Mo na?
Kasi sobrang mahal yung Grab, di ba?
Tama.
So I use Move It na lang because okay. I love it. I have
you have your own little cap, your hairnet?
Bring your own hairnet?
It's red.
Wait a minute. What is going on?
Ito yung ginagamit ko. Sorry, live stream. You didn't see this one.
They need to tune in for this. So
take a video.
This is fantastic. So this was offered to me on my second or third drive.
Yes.
I said, wag na lang. Ayoko na. And then I put on a helmet. And I see why now.
Yeah, girl.
Alam mo na kung bakit siya kailangan.
Lalo sa init na ito.
Wait. Sorry, Kurt. You look like a French chef.
Kasi French yung lahi namin.
Ah, yeah,
oh, French kani.
Kaya pala. Okay.
So I use the Move It and the Angkas app.
Good.
And it's so much fun. But anyway, I was talking to one of my drivers, you know, I was yelling at him because he's like, ang galing mong mag-Tagalog. And I'm like, oh, kayo rin, salamat. And
malamang Pinoy siya. Ikaw din.
Oh, talaga. And so I was talking to him, but he, as we were having a conversation, he's full on
Maneuvering,
he's skidding the scooter, you know, like, you know, motocross style. And I was like, wow, these drivers here are something else. It's an experience. So if you come to the Philippines, you've got to download the Move It app, the Angkas app. Get yourself a real traveling experience and get yourself a hairnet.
Yes.
But they provide the hairnet.
They provide it
if
to you. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they offer, sometimes they don't.
Ako, I haven't. Have you? Have you?
Yes, I am.
Kaska?
Oh, I know.
Oh, look at you.
I do. Lalo na if I'm running late for a class. No, not for hosting. Running late for a class.
Okay.
And I just don't want to waste more time parking.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Because that's another thing that's pretty difficult in BGC, parking. Mm-mm. So,
right.
Pag ganon, I take the Angkas, or I haven't tried Move It, but I've tried Angkas.
It's so convenient.
Yeah.
And then get to the class, and then I just walk home.
Ah.
I don't take the Angkas going home.
Yung
just walk.
Lamang problema sa Angkas at saka Move It. Kasi sa labas ka, sa araw, madadevelop ka ng linya ng sunog.
Linya ng
ano
sunog,
ba talaga yung tan line? Del, linya ng
tan
sunog.
Tan line. You develop a burning line. So
wait.
So ano nga ba ang tan line?
Anong tan line sa Tagalog?
You know, Del, is there a...
Di ba linya ng sunog? Di ba? It's a
tan
line of burning.
Line. Tan line. Ganon. Oo.
Kasi alam mo, pag Pilipino ka... Kasi ang nagiging tan, yung puti.
Oo.
Ang pag-brown ka na, hindi na tan ang tawag doon.
Oo.
That's why we don't call, there's no word for it.
Because oo nga.
That's our color.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
unlike you, who's mm-mm. white, yeah. Once you know, then you have a word for it.
Uh-huh. okay, all right.
I'm looking for tan lines. I'm trying to...
I don't think so.
I have a serious question
while
Jelly looks for it.
Okay,
sige.
Serious question. Wait, sorry. You guys can't hear Del, no?
So when you say really you're happy.
Sorry. Hmm? Del, when you say your question, I'll just repeat it to the audience because they can't hear you. Sige, go.
Oh.
So just give me a minute and then after you say your question.
Nakalimutan ko yung question ko.
Uy! Walang wag ka ganyan. Hoy. Hoy. Sorry. Ay, I'm so sorry.
It's the end of the day. You know? It's the end of the day. I'm ready to go to sleep.
It was a serious question. It was a serious question. Sige, I'm gonna jar your memory. Serious question. I'm so sorry. Don't kill me.
Okay, now so I have it. Just paraphrase it, Fran. Because you are a video, you're a content creator. And I know that when you did it, it was obviously because you wanted to relearn the language because you were coming back to the Philippines in 2018. But it's been 6 years since. You've gotten this following where people around the world, Filipinos around the world, are looking at you and watching you. I was wondering if you ever felt captive because of the original narrative that your channel was about. And my fear for you is that you can't be totally be open about what you truly feel, even the parts that are hard to hear, because the channel is based on you liking the culture. But once you step out of the adoring foreigner looking into the Filipino culture, and now you can say, oh, I think this should be changed, or this or that, or, you know, is there some part of you that holds back? That's the first question. And second, do you ever feel like wanting to have a real conversation about Filipinos? Or is that like something you just want to, you know, stay out of?
Okay, hindi ko pa-paraphrase kasi medyo mahaba. So si Kurt, he'll answer it. Go, Kurt. Go.
Basta, she has two questions. Ang pinakauna is, ano, are there some things that still hold you back because of the intention that he set first with Tagalog Kurt? And the second one was, have you ever had have you ever wanted to have a real conversation about how Filipinos truly are?
Yeah.
Tama ba, Delamar?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, naalala ko naman. Okay.
That's a fantastic question.
Always.
So it's funny. So I had been making content since 2018. Nothing really blew up or took off until 2021. And so sa parang ano sa aftermath ng COVID, di ba? And the original purpose of my content was I need to relearn Tagalog. 2018. So flash forward to 2021, my Tagalog was in yung basura naman. So it was still pretty terrible. And I said, okay, I've put so many thousands of hours into learning Tagalog. I know the culture very well, as much as a foreigner can. I don't want to lose this. And so I made a goal for myself in 2021 to make one piece of content a day, something about the language, the culture, the traditions, the food, something that I can help myself keep my Tagalog, but also help keep me connected to the community that is here. So I did that in 2021, and about 6 months goes by, and then that's kind of, you know, talagang parang sabihin nito sa Tagalog,
sumabog
yung TikTok account ko, tapos after that yung Instagram account. And that's where I really started seeing a following start to form, because before that it was, you know, a few thousand followers here, a few thousand followers there. And when that happened, that's exactly my thought, is I said, well, you know, I'm learning Tagalog and that's my purpose for this, but now it's starting to morph into something different. So I asked my followers, I think in about midway through 2022, I said, ano gusto niyong makita sa akin? Anong gusto niyong ano pananoorin? Sa, tama ba yun? Sa content ko. What do you want to see? And the overwhelming, because I wanted to use this platform. I mean, it's a special thing to have a platform like this with hundreds of thousands of people watching you, following you, scrutinizing you. And so I said, how do I use this responsibly, and how do I use this to improve myself and others? And the overwhelming response was people said, we just want to see your take. What do you think about the Philippines as a foreigner? What do you think about, give us your, we don't get a lot of that. What do you think? Give us your, that's what we want to see. And so I decided, you know what, that's where my content is going to go. I'm going to talk about my experiences as a foreigner, my experiences of the culture and the food. And when it comes to things, you know, obviously I have opinions about, you know, politics and global trade and everything like that. Pero para sa akin, hindi ako Filipino citizen. Filipino ko sa loob, sa puso. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a Filipino citizen. So I make it a point to refrain from making any kind of content about my opinions on politics, on geopolitical affairs, because I don't feel like that's my place. I feel like that's a place where Filipinos need to have their own conversation. And, you know, what insight can a foreigner really provide, you know, that a Filipino can't have for themselves? So I think that was the first part of the question, Diba. What, yes. Ano ba yung pangalawang... I forgot already.
Would you like to have those real conversations about how you truly feel?
Yeah.
About the Philippines?
I would love to. I feel like I would love to have a safe space, either with my followers or in person, where I can talk about, you know, what's being done to improve parts of the Philippines, what's being done to bring happiness and prosperity to not just Filipinos, but, you know, all people. And so I've tried to abstain from being too political and too, you know, in that moment.
On the platform.
On the platform. Because, you know, there's a saying amongst content creators that I just learned. You're always one post away from being canceled.
Yes.
That is very true. Christina here, she knows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's a great question. And I do have my opinions and everything like that. But I've tried to keep my content mostly upbeat and positive. Because I feel like that's what a lot of people need to see. And it's like I mentioned earlier, I get, it's crazy. On some days I can get anywhere from like 500 to 1,000 DMs. It's just bonkers. Mm-mm. And a lot of those messages, like I said before, are Filipino Americans, Filipinos here, just saying that they're just grateful to see a foreign perspective because they may take it for granted.
True. Mm.
It's a new twist on something they've been used to so much. So I think that's probably where my content will stay. Unless, you know, it's a safe space where I know I'm not going to get
I think it's
canceled.
Nice. No, I mean, I think that's very realistic. Oh, time out. Mm. Oh, okay.
You'll just make sure.
Na-canceled na.
Na-canceled ka na.
Canceled na ako.
Sige, antayin natin. Papalitan lang.
Ay, okay.
Uh-oh. Para siguradong lahat to ma-save.
Don't worry. We will also wrap up shortly. What time is it about?
We've been recording for about an hour now.
Aba, look at that.
Maraming salamat kay Tony, ang ating timekeeper. Kung meron kayong tanong, that was a good time to let us know. Para we can ask him.
Yeah, think about it. Okay, now? Ready.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, crap. I was going to say something. Okay, yes. So, yes. Yes to the positive and that safe space that you provide on your content. And I feel like since we were talking before recording, like all the real conversations get to happen off mic. Yeah. And as it should, right? I mean, we do the podcast. There's a lot of things, right, Del, that and Jelly, that we should not talk
about. The juicy stuff really happens.
Out loud. You know, there's a lot of thoughts that are between us and should never leave, like, the room and stuff like that. But I'm glad that you're here and you get to meet all these different kinds of people because off mic, off cam, you get these conversations and you get the real insights.
Yeah. And a lot of it, I struggle too. Like the other day I was walking around South Sembo around 6 p.m. And, you know, in the Philippines, it's beautiful when the sun sets around that time frame. People are out. There's activity. And I was walking around with my little sticky camera right there, and I was just walking down the barangay, and it was just such a beautiful scene. There's mga halaman sa labas, there's kids playing, there's vendors. I was like, oh, this is beautiful. I'm going to record it. And I stopped myself because I said, where's the line for when I want to enjoy something for just me, where I'm not trying to make content for people to see and share?
Yes.
When can I have just a sariling karanasan para sa akin lang? And so as a content creator, part-time content creator moving into full-time content creator, I've decided to make a line where you have to have a personal space where you can share those, you know, more personal, intimate experiences, like walking down the barangay and just taking it in,
right,
or having a conversation that probably should be had off mic. So it's a delicate balance too. It's where, and you know, there's definitely content creators who like to go the opposite way. And
on full display?
Just full display. And you know, if that's their thing, that's great.
Right.
Pero para sa akin, I like to have a little bit of that personal, you know, connection to the content that I'm creating. There's the content I share.
And the actual experience.
But then there's the content just for me. That experience.
Right, right.
That's a great question though. I've thought about that a lot, of how to like use this platform responsibly.
Do you ask permission from the people that you shoot?
Every time.
Especially the kids?
Every time. Well, that's probably a good point. So the kids, there's a video I just posted the other day. That's a good point though. I probably should ask for that. But there was these kids that we would talk about, and we were just chatting in English. And I said, let's go, I'll buy you guys a midday snack.
Thank you.
And we went, and they were super excited about it. And they asked if I was a vlogger. And I said, vlogger ako, ito yung YouTube channel, i-follow mo ako. But that's probably something that needs to be, you know, more considered seriously. Right. It's like, hey, are you guys comfortable? But with Saudi Saudi Store, with people like that, when the filming's over, I always say like, hey, I'm a content creator. Is it okay if I share your location with my followers? Kunyari, if they'd like to come down here and try it out. And I've never had a single no from people. Uh-huh. They're so excited to just
malamang
share.
Malamang sinasabi nila, go, sisikat ako.
Talagang ganun. Sige, Gigi Let's.
Gigi Let's.
Tama ba yun, Gigi Let's?
Hindi.
Tara Let's.
Tara Let's.
Tara Let's. Ano lang, usually Gigi lang.
Gigi lang. Anong ibig sabihin ng Gigi?
Go. Go. Go.
Go.
Go.
Go. Go.
Just go.
Game. Parang ganun.
So just say G.
Game na game.
Game na game.
Pag ano, pag Gigi Let's, parang ang dami na nun.
Parang dami, dami, dami. Too many, too many. Okay.
Go na go na go ka na doon.
On the opposite spectrum, I know, you know, you've had some hate and mean things go your way in your
Have
comments.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Did you post about
it? Ako napansin ko yun.
Oh, napansin
ko. Hindi ko alam yun.
Well, there was it a couple of months back, before January, where Kurt was answering people, I would assume, who had been commenting bad things or some crazy stuff. And I realized, you must be getting a lot of like comments that probably is probably rude, right? Mm-hmm. How do you handle that?
Yeah, because as much as people DM you and say, I love your perspective on the Philippines, I'm sure there's like a choice few that'd be like, foreigner ka, bakit? Why are you looking at our country like that?
Or you're just choosing to create content about the Philippines because you know it would go viral, or Filipinos would love to consume content about Pinoy.
Definitely. And I was, when I started making content in 2018, I was completely unaware that there was this thing called Pinoy baiting, where you have, and I looked into it, and of course I've been accused of that. And I looked into it, and I saw that it's, from what it appears, it's mostly foreign travelers. You know, they have their content. They're doing whatever. They take a vacation to Siargao or Palawan. Mm. They post a video of a beautiful beach. It blows up.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, they pivot. And now it's all pang Pinoy, yung content nila. So for me, it's more of like a superficial, surface level type of experience. And so for me, it's about 99.5% just positivity coming my way. And then it's like a 0.5% I get like a random DM or something like that. And yung sabi ko sa kanila, bahala ka na sa buhay mo. So for me, you know, I've been around the world. I've traveled a lot. I've seen a lot of, you know, difficult things. And for me, it's not worth the time to bother, you know. And they always say, if you're not getting hate, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
Because you're always going to, no matter what you do as a person, no matter what you create, whether it's art or music or content, there's going to be people that don't click with you.
Everyone will like you.
And that's fine. Because I'm not their flavor. Yeah. That's fine. And if they don't like it, they don't have to watch it, which is funny because most of them subscribe. So that's the odd thing.
Right.
So that's what I say. I'm just like, you know what? I get it, because there's content I don't like to see. There's people that I've, you know, hidden or blocked. So I'm like, I don't like this, you know, yung ick na lang yun. So it's fine. But yeah, it doesn't bother me mostly.
That's good.
You know, sometimes you do read a comment where you're like, nasaktan na.
Right.
And you just have to take it as it comes. So.
Message mo sila, sinong nakasakit sa'yo?
Anong nangyari sa'yo?
Anong nangyari sa'yo? Sinong nakasakit sa'yo? Pag-usapan natin yan.
Who hurt you?
But I've seen you come defend the Filipino food, Filipino culture. Mm. I remember just going, seeing you recently talking about Benny Blanco's take your favorite Jollibee.
Benny Blanco. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, I wonder what Kurt has to say about this.
I didn't know who Benny Blanco was until his video. If you haven't seen it, he had a very negative review of Jollibee food. Pero sobra yun. Yung reaction niya.
It was, do you think that was Pinoy baiting on his end?
I don't know. Because like, yeah. I haven't seen enough. That was literally the only video of his
that
I've
seen. Right.
So
right.
I don't know if that was something. But that's another thing too is, hate content is a real thing. If you say something divisive or something, if you do something offensive, you'll get engagement.
Right.
And so some people, and I don't know if Benny Blanco was one of those guys where he's like, I'm going to spit out, you know, Jollibee spaghetti until it tastes disgusting.
How dare he?
Sacrilege. And even if you don't like it, wag na lang. Why would you, why post something like that?
Right.
But there are people who just do negative stuff like that because they know it's going to get a reaction. So I see that stuff and I'm like, you know, we all get one shot at life. We have one time here on earth. Why not make it better for everybody? So if you're going to put out negativity, wag na lang.
Right.
Ano lang. So, bahala ka sa buhay mo. That's what I say to these people.
I like it.
Natatawa ako pag sinasabi niya yung bahala ka sa buhay mo. Parang it's not as, you know, pag Pilipino kasi nagsabi, bahala ka sa buhay mo.
Sa kanya may lambing.
Oo, pag si Kurt, parang natatawa ako kasi parang masyadong mabait.
Oy, kaibigan, bahala ka sa buhay mo, no? Diba?
Bahala ka sa buhay mo.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're close to wrapping it up. Do we have any last questions? Del, you have any other questions for Kurt?
Well, this one, I would like to ask whoever is there in the recording with you, if you could share like a slang to explain to Kurt.
Nice.
Like all of us explain one slang expression to help him along in the coming days.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay.
Para mas matuto siya.
So Del is asking if everybody in the audience can share at least one slang, one Tagalog slang for Kurt. Para, malaman niya
yung feeling nyo, hindi pa niya alam.
Uh-uh.
Na kailangan niyang malaman.
Okay, you can shout it out and we will know. Do you have one? Do you guys have one?
Si Jed.
Basta hindi bastos.
Pwede rin bastos. Okay lang.
Magbastos kasi we have to explain it.
Pwede rin bastos para alam na niya kung ano yung hindi niya dapat sabihin.
Sabagay.
Or pag pinagtitripan siya ng mga tao,
kunwari,
alam niya ibig sabihin.
Kung may alak, may balak.
Oo, pero alam niya.
Huwag mo sabihin yan.
Oo.
Chismis mo naman sa akin yan.
Ay, chismis mo na lang.
Chismis mo naman sa akin yan.
Ayun, that's just gossip to me?
Okay, yes, correct.
Ayun.
Oh,
okay. Anong ibig sabihin?
Use it in context. Like, how would you use
like,
that?
Like, ichika mo naman sa
spill.
Akin yan.
Spill.
Uh-oh.
Spill.
Like, ichika.
Spill it. Like, you'll tell me.
The tea.
Yeah.
Ano ba yung tea?
Spill the tea.
Yung chismis mo lang sa akin.
Or chika. Chika mo yan sa akin. Anong chika dyan? Anong chika?
Ayun, chika minute.
That was a showbiz talk show.
Kasi matanda ko sa lawa.
Parang Pandora times ngayon. Ano pa?
Ay.
That's a tongue twister. Tongue twister. Yeah.
Diba yung ibig sabihin ng nakakapagpagabag is parang twisted feelings?
Nakakapagpagbagabag.
Nakakapagpagbagabag.
It's heart. Yeah, It touches your heart.
It touches your heart.
Okay.
Sige, ano pa? Ano pa yung slang? What else? Guys?
Christina's searching on her phone. You know what?
Ano,
Chrissy?
Pwede na.
Shot puno.
Shot puno? Ano ibig sabihin nun?
Shot puno.
Take a shot?
So yan yung kailangan kong...
Like bottoms up?
Okay. Bottoms up. Shot
puno.
Shot puno.
A full shot glass and then bottoms up.
So mamaya, yan yung kailangan kong gamitin sa tondo.
Correct.
Ayun.
Sige. Dahan-dahan.
Shot puno.
Have you tried lambanog?
No.
You should. Not lambanog. Yet. It's quite
good. Lambanog.
We know where you live. We should send you stuff.
Yes. Tony, do you have a slang for Kurt? Okay,
sure.
Oh, Becky
said. He needs that.
I get confused for my sexuality all the time.
Borta.
Oh, okay.
Dax and
Borta. Do you know Borta?
Uh-uh.
Borta. Borta ka, Kurt.
Borta. porta.
What does that mean? Nako, patay tayo dyan. Explain mo yan, Jelly.
Well-built, muscular. Porta.
Wait, yung porta, does it have like, is that coming, is what's the etymology of that? Does that come from a word?
Borta.
An actual word? No.
B-O-R-T-A.
Correct.
Porta.
I don't. Okay, sige, next. Dax.
Okay, Dax. Remember what I was explaining to you. Pag malaki ang paa, malaki ang sapatos. That's what they're referring to with ducks.
Ducks
is big. It's from
Dakilang?
Bisayan.
Ah, Bisayan.
It's from Bisayan. Dako. From Dako.
Big. Dako. Ducks.
So ducks.
Pero Tagalog slang yun.
Gusto kong malaman, Tony, bakit yun ang naisip mo?
Tony.
What is the inspiration behind those words, Tony?
Christina, do you have a slang? Did you check? That you know
or
of?
Or that you hear.
That you hear.
Being surrounded by Filipinos.
Lodi.
Lodi.
I love how Filipinos flipped the words.
Yes.
Idol. Lodi.
Yes, Lodi.
That took me a while to figure out. I kept seeing that in comments. I'm like, anong Lodi?
Wala
sa dictionary.
Kikai.
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 Usually, usually in reference to a girl who's very...
Yeah,
exactly.
All right, that explains it all.
Kumbaga, feel na feel na yung pagkababae niya.
Kikai. Hikai.
Yeah. Kikai.
Kikai.
I'm going to have to rewatch. This is great vocabulary.
K-I-K-A-Y.
Kilai. Kikai. Kikai.
Ingat tayo dyan.
Kikai, Borda, Dax. Nakakapagpagabag.
Bagabag.
Bagabag.
Kurt, ang totoong kikay na babae, maganda ang kilay.
Yung
kilay.
Kilay. Ay, kilay. Pilit mata, kilay.
Tama.
Ayun. I get those confused.
GGSS.
Anong GGSS?
Ayan.
Yung mga kikay na babae, minsan GGSS.
Mm-hmm.
Gandang ganda sa sarili.
Oh.
What does that mean?
So parang ano sila, how do you say that in English? It's like self...
They love themselves.
Narcissistic.
But not in a healthy way.
Yes.
Narcissist.
So if you see that in people's captions or videos, like a GGSS.
You're feeling yourself.
I'm feeling my fit today.
You're feeling it.
Sa States, parang yung ginagamit nila outfit of the day, OOTW. Pag ano, when they feel themselves, like, outfit of the day.
GGSS nila yan. GGSS.
Okay.
Ganon.
Okay. Ano okay. pa ba?
All right. Del, do you have any slang for Kurt? I don't have.
Wala.
Wala na. Wala.
Masyadong yeah. ano, masyadong mga pang ano, pang tondo.
Sige, off mic.
Off mic.
Off mic yan.
Alam mo, right. Kurt, okay. Don't even, when you're trying to learn, like, especially Becky language, don't even try and get the etymology.
Yeah.
Or like, okay, so what's the root word? So you understand how they got to
don't
that
bother.
Word. Because this is the amazing thing about the Becky language. You can come across a Becky from, let's say, Tondo,
mm-hmm.
and another one from Makati, another one from BGC. They've never
Iba.
Met. Get together in one place, they can have an entire conversation that you will never
wow.
understand, but they understand one another. How they do it, I have no idea, but that's fascinating about Becky language. Speaking of which, I highly recommend you do a content just having a chat with the Beckys.
Oy.
And then speaking Becky language to you, and let's see if you'll even get anything.
I think that'll
game
be
na.
Fun.
Yeah. You'll probably hear a lot of Borta and Dax in that conversation with you.
All right. Okay. So I think our time's up here. Del, thank you for joining us.
Para si Del yung guest.
Siya yung guest. Si Kurt na yung ano, mainstay natin.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eves.
And to the audience here, thank you for making
thank
time. You guys,
on such short notice.
On such
too.
Short notice.
Thank
Kurt,
you.
Thank you.
Thank
for
you.
For saying yes.
Kinakagalak ako. Sa invitation nyo dito.
Kinakagalak.
Kinakagalak.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Parang
masaya
I'm amused.
Ako.
Yeah. Okay. Ayan. All right. And we really appreciate it. Thank you for letting me pick you up. Like this random person.
And
on
making
IG.
You cross.
Across the street.
Like, I'm sorry.
I saw the message.
Sorry.
And he was like, I'm the white guy in the gray. Like, Kurt, we know how you look like.
That was the joke.
That was the joke. All right. So we hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Jude is sadly not here, but he will definitely be producing it. So
and hear this over and over. Over and over again. Rolling his eyes. Thank you so much, Kurt, for joining us. Guys. We truly appreciate it. We're looking forward to the content that you will be posting about the Philippines. Thank you for loving our people, our language, our country so much. Thank you for spreading that love globally. It's not the same if it's coming from a Filipino. We feel it more when it's coming from isang dayuhan na katulad mo. Tapos, Borta, Pogi, diba? Iba! Iba! Mas kinukonsume talaga ng mga tao. But that is it for the Eavesdrop Podcast. It was a pleasure to have Kurt once again on the pod. My name is Jelly.
My name is Fran.
This has been Del.
And for Jude Rocha, please come back again only here on the Eavesdrop Podcast. See ya!
Bye!
Yay!
Yay!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.